So, settling our posture, acknowledging country, paying respects to the Jagera and Turrbal people, the traditional custodians of the land on which Luangri Tungpa Centre resides, and paying our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Becoming present in the room where you are and adjusting our motivation to be a Mahayana motivation. Thinking that we ourselves are surrounded by all the sentient beings who are relying on us for their liberation from suffering. And bringing to mind the great refuge field. And thinking that when we recite the refuge formula, that we're taking refuge on behalf of all the sentient beings. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. So, seeing all of the beings in the refuge field as not separate from one's guru. Then first recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I have ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my Pradamoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I'd swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. Remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. Then the power of dependence, the reliance generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, praetors, animals, humans, asuras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. And then visualize that out of emptiness, about 6 inches above the crown of your head, appears the seed syllable pum, which transforms into a thousand-petaled lotus. On top of the lotus appears the seed syllable R, which transforms into a moon disc. In the center of the moon disc stands the syllable HUM, Suddenly, the hum transforms into a white five-pronged vajra with a hum at its center. So this vajra is made of light, even though we're familiar with metal vajras or seeing their image, but actually it's a form of light, very vibrant and alive, of light energy. And much radiant light rays are emanating from both the hum and the vajra, going out into the 10 directions and completing the two purposes, offering great psychic blissful energy to all the gurus and Buddhas, and purifying the defilements of all sentient beings. So accomplishing the two great purposes. Permeated with this light, the whole universe melts into light. And this light then returns and is absorbed into the hum in the vajra. The hum and the vajra also melt into light and transform into Vajrasattva, Father Mother. Vajrasattva is white. He has one face and two arms. Sitting in the full lotus position, he holds a vajra in his right hand at his heart and a bell in his left, which rests in his lap. His consort, Dorji Nyima Kamo, embraces him, her legs encircling his body. She too is white and has one face and two arms. She holds a curved knife in her right hand and a skull cup in her left. They are both dressed in robes of heavenly silk and adorned by precious jewel ornaments. They have an om at their crown chakra, ah at the throat chakra, and hum at the heart. Brilliant light radiates from the hum at the heart, invoking the divine supreme wisdom energy of all the Tathagatas. Recognize that Vajrasattva, your root guru, is the manifestation of the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who, out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify you and all others. And in this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all the blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands the hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. As a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and the mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. The meaning of the mantra, O great being whose holy body is in the indestructible nature of all the Buddhas, having destroyed every obscuration, attained all realizations, and passed beyond all suffering, the one gone to the realization of things just as they are, do not forsake me. Please make me closer to your Vajra holy mind and grant me the ability to realize the ultimate nature of phenomena. Please help me to realize great bliss. Lead me to your state and grant me all powerful attainments. Please bestow upon me all virtuous actions and glorious qualities. So, as we recite the mantra for the first purification, blissful nectar energy comes flowing from Vajrasattva Father Mother into your central channel from the crown of your head, and it spreads throughout your nervous system, falling very strongly like water coming from a hose or like a very powerful shower. It's powerful white energy, and it drives out all the negative energy of your body, speech, and mind, which is flushed out through all the lower openings in your body. You are completely clean, clear, and purified, and overcome with blissful energy. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patitai Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patitai Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe. So take a moment to really feel how clean, clear your body is, how your whole being is overcome with blissful energy. And then for the second method of the purification, then into this clean, clear body with just like a very fine membrane around the edge, like a bubble. The blissful nectar energy flowing from Vajrasattva, Father Mother, slowly fills up your body from the tips of your toes up through your whole system. And as the nectar rises, your negativities start to rise as well, floating on the top of the nectar like oil floating on water. The negative energy is slowly pushed up by the pure energy and finally comes out through your crown chakra. And the surplus of this blissful bubbling energy at your crown becomes like an Ushnisha. Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva So your whole body radiant and energized, not only clean, clear, but also vibrating with the blissful energy of Vajrasattva, purified energy. And then for the third method, much powerful light energy comes from Vajrasattva's heart. Limitless blissful energy in the form of light. And immediately, when this light, this flash of light, makes contact with your crown chakra, the negative energy, especially your ignorant attachment energy, completely disappears. It's just like switching on a powerful light in a dark room. The darkness goes completely. You cannot say that the darkness leaves through the window or through the door when the light is brought in. It just disappears, nowhere existent. So, as these continuous blissful flashes of light illuminate your crown chakra from Vajrasattva, Father Mother, again and again, that innate ignorance and attachment clinging completely disappears in that blissful radiance. Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva Samaya Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe So feel as if a great weight has been lifted. Your whole being radiant, all the environment radiant. All of your chakras and channels are energized by this blissful light. So, from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. So, generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. So, then our promise. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. And Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. So, those of you who receive the initiation with Geshe-la, think that Guru Vajrasattva Mother melts into light, absorbing into the Father. Vajrasattva then melts into light, and this light comes through the crown of your head, flowing down through your crown and coming to rest at the level of your heart. and your three doors of body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. So if you've not received that initiation, then the guru absorbs into you at the point between your eyebrows and blesses your body, speech, and mind. So feel that you and Vajrasattva are completely one. Enjoy the bliss of shunyata in full samadhi, beyond the dualistic view that discriminates between subject and object. And contemplate, in emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. So, placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while, and in this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And then, with this awareness of emptiness, we dedicate the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Savantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I might perform good works. And then we have the long life prayers. So for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable Venerable Guru, to you I make this request. And for all of our precious gurus, may my Venerable Lama's life be firm, their white divine action spread in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losang always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.